You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Tuesday. And as I do every morning, I draw a card of the day as your thought of the day. And this one is pure focus. It is a card that's called Intensity in traditional tarot. It's the Knight of Wands, and it talks about somebody moving very quickly toward a desired goal. I don't call it the Knight in Shining Armor card. I call it the you get something in your crosshairs card and you go after it. And that there's nothing that keeps you from going after the thing that you most want to get done. So today is a day of pure focus and intensity. It's actually okay to be intense and selfish enough to get something done. So that's our thought for the day. I do have a featured caller. Let's get Sarah on the air here. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, Miss Donna. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, now, you being my featured caller, and by the way, if anyone's interested in doing this, you need to email me and ask me to be a featured caller, mona@mysticmona.com. Sarah has reached out and asked if she could be my featured caller. What that means is that you get a full spread of cards. I just read it very quickly, and then I allow you to ask a couple of questions. So what I'm doing first is I'm drawing five cards. So these first five cards act as an overview for your whole reading. So I set those aside, and then I shuffle the whole rest of the deck. So I'm touching all the cards. And I want you to concentrate on the whole reason that you wanted to be my featured caller today. So just think about that as I'm touching all the cards. Get yourself right in here to the moment. All right, gathering up the cards. All right, I'm cutting the deck. All right, here we go. July is a very eye-opening month for you. It talks about exhaustive efforts on your part. It's also talking about, that's interesting, a huge disruption connected with your work, with unexpected results at the end of the disruption. There's a card here that indicates law. It's your vibration card. It's the card of the attorney, someone that that actually has a propensity to be in the legal field, and it's talking about justice, divine justice coming your way, but not in the way you expect. What it's talking about here is that there is a change connected with your job. It's actually saying that whatever's on the crosshairs right now looks like there's going to be another change come October. So I get the sense that there's a stalling tactic going along with your work right now, and it's coming up in your cards. What's interesting, though, is that there is this uncanny way that you get to land on your feet, but through some unexpected things. There will be an offer on the table. It will be a, according to this, a temporary offer that you you may decide very quickly after taking this temporary offer that you won't want to stay where you are. It's talking about here in your career category that I have a section of cards that's called health, love, success, prosperity. In your health category is you're struggling with the idea of being selfish enough to know what you want. Literally, you feel guilty for asking for what you deserve, which is a weird card to get in your health category, but it's exactly what's going on with you right now, that you are in a surroundings where people, entities are trying to make you feel guilty for what you deserve. Then you have a card here of utter truth. In your love category, it's a card of utter truth. Now, love can also flow into not only personal relationships, but also into business interactions. And the truth of it is that there's a certain level that you deserve, and you're embarrassed or reluctant to actually state the truth of what you want. And it's, according to what I'm seeing here, is you kind of got to get over that. You need to know what you want for sure, for sure. So I'm going to give you a homework assignment as soon as we hang up. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Get an index card, and I want you to write down five things that you want in your life, just five things. The first one would be true place success. That would be the first one I would write down. And I would put with a minimum six-figure salary. True place success with a minimum six-figure salary. That would be the first thing on the card. And then I want you to list four other things that you want in your life. I have to tell you, this works like magic. When you actually put down what you really want, it works like magic. And I say that because I did this January 1st, 2013, and I wrote down five things, and all five things happened. And some of them were pretty outrageous, like a major TV nationwide appearance. That ended up happening. So you write down the five things that you want. Then what you do is you take that index card, you fold it in half lengthwise, and you write the word ASK, A-S-K. The A is ask and it's given. The S is seek and you'll find, and the K is knock and it will be open to you, all right? It's from the Bible. It's abbreviated, but I want you to write the word ask, and then I want you to put that card in your wallet, and no matter how often you change wallets, that card goes into the wallet, all right, in one of your credit card sections. Just put it there, and every time you're feeling frustrated, open the card and read those five things, and then you want to look for it. You want to ask for it, and you want to knock on the door of it, because according to what I'm seeing in your cards here, there is another big change coming for you in October, and that whatever you need to do to coast between now and then, even if it's just taking a small income or turning your current opportunity into a consulting arrangement for the next couple of months, there is a big shift coming in October. And it may be a parlay that you can do, but what it's saying is that there is a huge, I want to tell you that I don't get to say this to people very often, but connected with your career right now in your vibration is this enormous amount of luck, all right? Oh. It has nothing to do with gambling luck. It has to do with you being in the right place at the right time in front of the right people to get the right job. All right. I also think it's time for you to really express your credentials in a very full-fledged way. As a matter of fact, I think you have more power in your current negotiating situation than you think you do, because there may be some way to protect yourself through the current negotiations, that if they have implied that you are protected, or that you have a job, or there's this disruption, you may actually be able to turn that into some sort of compensation after this initial period, and there's some big shift coming in October. Your first five cards are saying, this is, do not worry about money. The money will take care of itself. You need to take advantage of coincidental meetings and issues that seem to happen for you. You wouldn't be here right now if the coincidence factor wasn't working in your favor, because it totally is. Don't worry about money. The money's going to take care of itself. Reach out to your friendships and connections in the most honest fashion possible right now, because I don't think you're aware that you could actually recreate your whole career. in a brand new direction based off your own credibility, experience, and education, all right? And it's time for you to actually look at your life as though if nobody else in the world was going to help you, what would you do? Now, that's not what I'm seeing here, because it's saying that as soon as you take a direction and decide what it is you want to do, there are people lining up to help you. But you need to take control of this and do it in such a way that you have immense confidence, because your cards are coming up so positive for you to negotiate this. You in your vibration category, you have a card of, and I want you to be honest with yourself, you're very good at what you do, but frankly, you're a little bored with it. You're a little bored. There's this card of, yes, I'm good. But then you have a card of reaching out to other industries where it literally says that if you just take your skills, your skills can fall into many templates, is what the cards are saying. Then you have the most powerful spiritual card working for you, which is saying that if you looked at your skills at a level of being a more sovereign role, you would give yourself a little bit more confidence. Because according to this, you are being divinely guided to something that's a little better suited to what you can bring to the table. And when you know it's the right thing, the doors fly wide open for you. It isn't a struggle. It just happens, all right? Which is why you've discovered that there are people around you that are actually right there willing to help you because of the past good things and good deeds you've done for them. That's why there are people around you that are helping you. Then you have this card of disruption, but it's not an unhappy disruption. It's a disruption that says, okay, I'm doing the best I can karmically right now, which is exactly what you're doing, and there will be an offer on the table, but the offer on the table is not going to be good enough to match your skills. It will only be a placeholder with a big shift coming for you in October. Do you have any questions?
Well, just very quickly, then, is the position then that I'm currently looking at and negotiating, and as you're looking at those cards, it's a, as you said, it's a temporary placeholder. So do I need to proceed with the current opportunity, because then that will pivot me to the new position that you see coming in October? Or is there something, is this new opportunity the pathway to what's coming in October?
This placeholder, and I actually want you to treat it as a consultant role. As a matter of fact, what you can even say to negotiate it right now is you can say, you know, I have in my most authentic way paved the way for you to make this transition as easy as possible. I have given you full disclosure. I have presented myself in the most authentic way I possibly can. And, of course, now you're putting me through extra hoops to jump through. And that's fine. Would it make you feel better if I just took a consultant role for August and September, and then we decide October 1st if this is a permanent situation?
That's a very good approach. All right. Thank you.
And because here's the thing, is that what I'm getting with them is that they know that they're not quite in balance to do a transition yet and let you go. They are looking for an alternative. If you are that confident to be able to say, look, put me in a consulting role for August and September, I will pave the way for you, and then October 1st we can renegotiate. But then you make your salary for August and September a consultant level fee, which would be roughly $10,000 a month.
Right.
Okay. But you say that, and then whatever education you need to finish in order to have credential to put yourself in a position that's going to be very, very powerful for you, you need to do it. And it may even mean that you have to travel out of town to finish that last little segment that you need to finish. Okay, but what this is saying is that the negotiations are not over, but you have incredibly powerful cards here. What you don't understand, what hurts your feelings, and this is the part you have to get over because you take everything personally, What hurts your feelings is they don't see what you've done so far and pat you on the head and put a gold star on your forehead and say, oh, we can't wait to have you on board. That's the part that pisses you off and hurts your feelings. And what you need to do is step back from that and go, okay, I'm gonna play with the big boys here, and this is what I'm going to offer them. And then you've given them an out.
By giving them an out, I've also given myself an out.
Exactly. And that shows how confident you are, because you are not going to end up unemployed.
Well, I hope not.
No, that's not what's going to happen. Do you have any other question before I let you go?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. I look forward to talking with you again. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. What's your question?
Hi. Good morning. My question is if they can have a reading and like just see what you see in the cards.
Actually, only my featured caller gets the whole reading thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're going to have to request
I guess
that.
Love life?
Okay. Hold on. Let me clear the cards here so that I get a whole fresh deck for you. All right. I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Suzanne.
All right. I'm drawing five cards for you right now. Okay. You seem to attract men that need a lot of, I'll call them high-maintenance men. You seem to attract relationships that are very high-maintenance, that you only find yourself interested in somebody else if they really are kind of troublesome. And you have this tendency to bring harmony to chaos. But what happens is that because you have this natural tendency to do that, you attract people that are very they actually buy into your ability to make things better for them. And in the past, what it's saying is that you have found yourself feeling a little on the short end of the stick here, and in a very unfair place. So because I'm saying that to you, you tend to find the relationships that actually could be healthy for you a little on the boring side. So you need to take the zing of high-maintenance people out of your crosshairs so that you're attracting somebody that can actually be a partner. So the way to do that is to start looking for people that you actually really like as opposed to people that are sort of that bad boy, sort of that complicated, brooding, and intense kind of guy. Like, I want to tell you, when I was growing up, the guy that I just was hot for as a kid was Clint Eastwood. Because he had that sort of complicated, quiet, you know, strength kind of thing going. And the thing is that's not really a relationship, but that's the kind of guy that you find yourself attracted to, is the really complicated, intense guy. So what it's saying is that for you, love relationships seem to have a lot of work connected with them and not an ease. So what it's saying is that you need to have an activity with a man that's complicated and intense, but not the man himself.
Yeah, I just met two men. One asked me just to go to his house for drinks, but with other people around. I did that. And then I went out dancing, and I met another person. He wants to go to lunch. What do you see with those two? They both seem nice.
Well, here's the thing, is that I want you to go to lunch with both of them. Go coffee, go to lunch, do whatever you need to do. But when the red flags come up of them having issues, that there's this compulsive side of you that you want to fix, that's the one that I want you to make sure that you just step back and be their friend.
Okay.
Okay. But that's what your cards are saying for you, Suzanne. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Hello, 845. Who's this? 845, you're live on the air. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. All right, let's go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this? Hello? Well, that's weird. Why is it suddenly? All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Hang on. See if I can get somebody here live on the air. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Michael. We spoke a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I took your advice, and I cleared up a lot of energy before I was going to move, and it's been exciting.
Yay. So what's your question for me today?
Well, everything has shifted now, and now I'm planning on going back to school instead of moving. I was just wondering if you sensed any energy around my new decision.
Well, more education never hurts. But this is saying that you're very impatient to get the ball rolling, and you need to quell that. You need to be the person that steps back and actually enjoys the experience of the education without this intense, impatient drive to get it done. So what it's talking about is over the next 3 months, it needs to be a going with the flow sort of vibration and not a get her done vibration.
Okay.
Because there are still some things that you need to let go of that no longer apply to sort of your new beginning. And I'd like you to spend between now and the end of August letting go of what's not working for you. And instead, be somebody very open to what spontaneously comes into your line of sight. That be very open to invitations. Be very gracious about what people want to do for you, which is not an energy that you're comfortable with. That you're more of a I can do it myself kind of guy, and not let somebody help you kind of guy. But according to this, it's saying that the more people can feel valued because they can contribute to what you need, the better things start happening for you. So let people help you right now.
Okay, that's good. My plan was to show up as an ambitious student, so this is probably pretty good advice.
Well, I don't mind you being ambitious and attentive. That's different. But I don't want you to be competitive necessarily, because you do competition really well. You love competing. You love you're like a horse in a horse race. That if there's a horse right there next to you, it's like it spurs you on. But instead, I want you to have more of a cooperative spirit instead of a trying to be the shining star spirit. Because what's going to happen is that as soon as you act as though you're part of the team, then people will start wanting to support you and give you the kind of energy and tools that you need to move forward. So I think this is a great decision you've made, Michael.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay,
talk to you
bye.
Soon. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to see if I can get 678 back on the air. Hello, 678.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
My landlord from the office that I work at, he told me that I need to move out, and he's giving me, like, no time to move. I mean, you know, but I wanted to see where do you see this happen, you know, when is it going to happen?
Did he ask you to move because you couldn't pay the rent?
No. I've been a tenant here for a long time, but, you know, he's worked a deal with me with the rent, and he's charging me a lot less than anybody else because I've known him for, like, 20 years. But
did you call me yesterday?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow, because I had a very similar call to yours yesterday. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. So what was your question?
Do you see that you see the new people moving in here? Is he still wanting me out of here, or where do you see me going?
Well, the very first thing this is saying is that you need to find a place for, you know, to have a roof over your head. So whatever you need to do that, even if it's dialing the local 211 on your phone and find out resources for women that find themselves suddenly without a roof over their head, there are resources that are sponsored by the local, you know, women's organizations here. That if you dial 211, you can actually ask that question. I've been asked to move by my landlord. I don't have a place to go. Do you have any suggestions for low-cost rent? That would be the first thing I would do. That would be the first thing I would do as soon as you hang up with me. The second thing I would do.
This is where I work, my business.
What? Where you live is where you work?
No, I don't live here. This is the I'm the tenant here. The landlord has asked me to, because he's got somebody else wanting to move into my space here.
Right.
But it's not my house. This is my workplace.
But, okay. So, okay, you but you work at the same place that you live?
No, I don't live here. This is where I work. This is
okay,
my job.
I'm confused. You said your landlord's asked you to move, but that where you live is where you – I'm getting where you live is where you work. So you've been asked to leave your job and asked to move out?
No. I rent a space, and the landlord has asked me to move.
Right.
So, and he's got somebody else wanting to come in here that's at – you know, I don't have a lease with him anymore.
Right.
So you see that happening. Do you see the new people moving in here?
Yeah, that's why he asked you to move out, because he was able to work a deal where he got somebody to pay him more money than what you were able to pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it says. And what it's saying for you is your very first priority is to find a place to move to, so you can have a roof over your head, which is why I'm suggesting dialing the local 211 number to see what resources you have available to you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. I've got somebody here from the hold on. Let me get them on the air. All right. Area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is, I have applied to physician assistant school. I was just accepted to chiropractic school, and I've been offered to go to foreign medical school. But
wow.
I'm working, you know, as a teacher,
right.
And I'm taking care of my son. So I'm just thinking I should put all this stuff on hold until my son graduates high school, because with physician assistant school, I'm having to take another class. I'm having to take another course. It's probably going to be $1,000. And I'm just thinking maybe this is not the right time. And that's my question. Is this the right time or
okay.
Should I wait?
Well, I think the last time we talked, I mentioned to you that you have a lot of things going on right now and
mm-hmm.
that less chaos right now is better than more.
I agree.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
Now, you may only need to push that off till January. In other words, you
okay.
might be able to start this in January. But this fall, the end of this summer and this fall, is more about getting everybody settled so that there's a new routine
right.
and a new sense of comfort and ritual, in a way, connected with your life. So I agree with that, Kimberly.
Okay.
All right.
I thought
thanks
I was going in the right direction. Okay.
You sometimes you got to trust your own gut.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
See you
thanks.
Later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, hang in there. I'm going to look at getting all to the rest of your calls. I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm back. I'm going to go to someone who's blocked their number, so I can't call out the area code. Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Stacy.
You said Stacy?
Yes.
What's your question for me, Stacy?
Career.
All right, let's see what the cards want to tell you. All right. Well, your cards are talking about somebody helping you to get what you want. So whenever I see these cards, what I always say is that it's time for you to call in your favors with people that owe you. Because you definitely have this amazing energy about you that people want to help you. And whenever I see cards like this, cards like yours, what I say to myself is that there is a person here that has an awful lot to offer, and it's time for you to let people help you get there. So what line of work are you in right now, Stacy?
Administrative.
Administrative, like administrative assistant kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. What it's saying here is that it's either time to ask for a raise or more responsibility, or it's time to reach out to someone you've worked with in the past to see if they can help you find another job. But what it's saying here is that you could actually change jobs in the next 3 to 5 weeks and that it will be a much better position than what you've done before. So are you between successes right now? Are you unemployed now?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would do is I would reach out to your past employers for two reasons. First, find out how they're doing, what's going on. Let them know that your project at your last job ended and that you're looking for a new opportunity. And could you use their name as a reference?
Well, and I like the next job too.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
And the next position I get, you said that it would be a good one. I like it.
According to this, the next job that you get is actually much better than any other job you've held in the past. But what you need to do first is you need to make sure that all the people that you used to work with before are open to the idea of getting calls from the new employer that you're going to be working for. And they may even be able to refer you to somebody that's looking for somebody with your skills. So
wow.
It's saying that there is a new job within the next 3 to 5 weeks. There's effort on your part, though, where you reach out to people that you have done a good job for in the past, and you let them help you get another job, either by them being a reference for you, or if they know somebody that they can refer you to, that's who I would go after.
Wow. Great.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. What's your question?
I'm in a relationship right now, a little bit over a year, and we just taken a little weekly break just to see, just to step back a little bit. I am wondering if you think that this is the relationship that I will be married in.
All right.
We've discussed it, and I'm just wondering.
Wait. Okay. Here's the thing with the M word. Your man is not so much, he knows that the relationship's at a turning point, which is why there's a break right now. And what you need to do is you need to decide is whether there's a ring and a date or not, is this the man you want to stay with?
As far as I'm concerned, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Then what you need to say to him when you guys get back together is, you know what, I don't know why I've had the idea of marriage in my crosshairs, because, you know, I just like spending time with you. You're my companion of choice, which, by the way, I've coined that phrase, companion of choice, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the person that if I get a discount coupon to, you know, the steakhouse, I want to go with you, all right? If there's a new movie, I want to go with you, all right? So when you relax the relationship to something that is the person you most want to spend time with, what happens is that he relaxes too. So there's potential here, but he doesn't like the idea of there being the goal of marriage connected with the relationship. Do you see what I mean?
On the contrary, he wants to marry. And it is a long-distance relationship, so it's not like I see him, like, physically other than Skype on kind of a daily basis. So, you know, we're just taking a step back, and we're just because there's a lot of things going on, and there's no money right now to get married because, you know, he's waiting for some litigation to settle up, and that's been taking years.
Joanne, sweetheart, I'm getting a huge red flag. Right now, I'm just getting.
What do you
as
mean?
Soon as you said that, I'm getting this huge red flag. Have you, and I'm going to actually say it, have you had a investigation done on him?
No.
Because here's the thing, is I took your cards to mean that he was reluctant, and actually, I'm going to tell you what the cards, the literal meanings of the cards, because there's a card here that says you don't know him well enough to actually ask this question. So I'm going to say that. Then you have this card of a lot of stress and this feeling of always being in this sort of tentative place with him. Then you have this interesting card of celebration, which is why what I'm saying is that you need to take a step back and look at this. Is this somebody you want to spend time with and somebody you want to stay a part of? That's why I asked you this question. Because what it's saying is that if you define the relationship slightly differently, there is a potential with this relationship if marriage is not involved in it. That's what your cards are saying. But let me tell you the literal cards. You have a card of not knowing this person and feeling a little deceived. That's the first card. Then you have the next card, which is actually the death card reversed. All right? What that means is that you don't have a clear understanding of who this person is or where the relationship is going. And when the death card is reversed, what it means is that there is no movement at all. When the death card is upright, it actually means a brand new beginning with basically dumping the past. All right? But you have it reversed, which means there's this weird little stalematey sort of thing going on. Then you have this stress card that talks about there's this urgency either on yours or his part to make a decision, and that something is pending to move forward, but there's stress connected with it, all right? Then you have a card of celebration, so it might be just you finding out the truth, and then there's a card of the two of you having kind of a relationship that's not necessarily marriage. So that's why I asked you the question, have you had a background investigation done on this man? Because I have to tell you, I've had a lot of clients call me from folks that they've had long-distance relationships with, you know, people they've met online.
Well, he's actually from my neighborhood. I mean, he's literally grown up and went to the same high school with me. He's just lived out a different state. But I hear what you're saying. The thing is that there's a lot of litigation going on a lot of money's tied up.
What I would do, and I love the idea that he said that you two have decided that there's a step back going on, because what I'd like you to do is take that to another level and say, you know, reach out to me when you're done with your litigation, because I think that you've got yourself all jacked up about what's going on with that, and we can't really connect while you're going through that.
You know, it's funny that you say that because that's kind of really how I feel, because I'm not really getting the time that I deserve. And
I agree with you.
Yeah, and since we're like, you know, since we are actually apart right now, like not communicating.
Right.
And, you know, seeking God's word to see, like, what he feels for the relationship. I almost don't even, like, this sounds terrible, but I almost don't miss him because it's been so stressful to me when I do see him.
Okay, then these cards make total sense with you.
Yeah, I'm so much more in peace not dealing with him
than excellent.
When I do see him, I'm so stressed out because, like, there's no money there on his end.
Right.
You know,
excellent.
And every day it's like waiting for one of these litigations to come through.
Sweetheart, and trust your intuition here. I got to go.
All right, love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Angelica.
Hi, Angelica. What's your question for me?
Okay, my question is that I have a childhood sweetheart that we just reconnected not that long ago. So I was wondering if he's the real thing.
Okay. Does he have dark hair?
Excuse me?
Does he have dark hair?
Yeah, he does. He has dark hair.
Yeah, there's definitely potential here. As a matter of fact, there's a real sweetness to the two of you reconnecting, and there is real strong potential here. One of the things that you need to do is control your jealous side.
Okay.
Because you have a tendency to get jealous. You have a tendency to be the person that, like, wants to know what he's doing every second of the day, and you can't be that person with him because he's not somebody
okay.
He's not going to be somebody that cheats on you.
Okay.
So you've got to be incredibly trusting with him and just let this relationship evolve. If you really want this man, you'll actually be engaged within the next year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just relax and have a good time and giggle and have fun and be each other's sweetheart and do not get jealous. Because there's nothing he's going to do to warrant jealousy on your side, and that's what screwed up relationships for you in the past. So don't go to the jealous factor.
Okay.
All right.
Well, because
so if you want, I'm serious about this because here's the thing.
Okay.
If he wants a weekend with the guys, you need to say, okay, go have fun. I can't wait to hear about what you guys do. You need to be really casual.
Yeah, because I go with Dave without calling me, so my mind starts just going and going.
Yeah, don't go there. He's very interested. The relationship is brand new again, and you need to be the person that treats him like a girlfriend that's very busy. Okay?
Okay.
So you just need to realize that when he's not with you, it doesn't mean he's with another girl.
Okay.
So don't go there.
All right. I'm in ease now. Okay. My mind
right,
was
girl.
Just going and going.
No. Just you just take it one day at a time with him, and I want you to be the person that he has fun with. And the more easygoing you are, the more the two of you do really cool things together, whatever those are, going to the movies, going to wine tastings, going to street fairs, whatever it is, the more you do together that's fun, the more he's going to want to be with you. So do
okay.
not go into jealous. Do not go into, well, how come you didn't call me? Don't do it.
Okay, that's not going to work.
Totally trust him.
Okay, so I don't have nothing to be untrustworthy?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Let me know what happens. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name is Tina. Thank you for having your show. You are so well versed. I was taking notes, and I had to sit up straight in the chair before you read me.
Oh,
go get saved like
she's
going to set me straight.
All right. Well, what's your question, my friend?
I would like to know, what do you get from my amazing boyfriend, Robert, in our relationship?
Robert. Let's see what Robert has going on. Okay. Robert's got lots of potential. And here's the thing with Robert. Remember how I said that you to Angelica a minute ago that you can't go into the jealous factor with him?
Yes.
I'm going to give you that same advice, but here's the other thing I want you to do, is I want you to start telling him the things that he's good at, all right? Because he still has yet to define his career, what he really wants to do with his life. So what I want you to do is I want you to start pointing out what he's good at, all right? So what does he do for work now?
He does entertainment.
Okay. Then one of the things I want you to do is I want you to point out to him where he's different than everybody else, okay? So if he's a singer, if he is an, because I'm actually thinking that his goal may be to be an agent for somebody else down the road.
Yes,
and that he's
you're
getting
right.
He's getting his feet wet by knowing what the industry's about, but
yeah.
what he really needs is someone to mentor him in this industry where he learns as much as he can. And then, okay, there's a website out there that literally deals with the entertainment industry. It's called the infolist.com. So I, N like Nancy, F like Frank, O like Oscar, and then list. L like Larry, I like Iceberg, S like Sam, T like Tom. So infolist.com. And if you subscribe to that list, it gives you all of these different things that you can attend for very little amount of money or free. And it talks about you getting to know other aspects of the entertainment industry. It would be also good for you to have a little familiarity with this as well, because what I love about Robert is really good at connecting with people.
Yes, he is.
He's really good at getting stuff done. And the more you connect with him career-wise, the more irresistible you become to him. Because this is not about how hot you are as a woman. That's not necessarily why he's attracted to you. It's how smart you are. The fact that you are in a pretty package is a bonus, but that's not why he's fond of you. The reason he's fond of you is you're smart enough for him.
Yes, I totally understand that.
Okay, but here's the thing. He's supposed to be a star maker.
Yes, he is.
And I'm just telling you, he's going the right direction. And you need to align yourself with his vision for his career, and the two of you will be inseparable.
Awesome.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Do you see when we'll be moving closer together, though?
Don't count on that now. It's saying that over the next 10 months is about you creating a bond that's going to be unbreakable. And I literally want you to use that time period, because when you put a 10-month time frame out there, you will relax into the process of it and not into the goal of marriage.
Yes.
Because what I want you to do is I want you to treat him like he's your business partner with a little extra benefits thrown in there.
Yes.
Okay, because when you do that, he will automatically incorporate you into his future. And that's what you want.
Okay.
All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you. You have your show every day at this time?
Every day at 9 a.m. Tell your friends.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 413 area code. Hello, 413. Who's this?
Hello, this is Amber.
Hi, Amber. What's your question?
In regards to if you see a new love interest coming into my life.
Amber, you have a very high standard of who you're going to let your heart open to, all right? And I'm not saying that in a critical way. I'm saying that in a very observational, psychic way, that you are not going to be all in with someone until they prove to you that they're worthy of you. And that's not from an ego place, it's from a very healthy place, all right? What it's saying is that you have three amazing cards connected with your reading, and actually four out of the five cards I've drawn for you are major cards. So there's going to be a lot of activity around your love life coming up. The first card is talking about following your heart. And when I say follow your heart, I'm actually asking you to write down the five characteristics in a partner that are deal makers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to write down five things that this guy has to have for you to actually let your heart go, because you are a very analytical person first. So they have to meet certain criteria. They have to be able to be introduced to your friends without embarrassment, your parents without embarrassment. They have to be somebody that's successful. There are some deal maker things that absolutely have to be there for you, all right?
Can I just say one thing? Within the past, 5 days, actually, I've started, in my prayers, manifesting the guy that I want to come into my life, and you said, four out of the five things that I've been saying.
Amber, there are no accidents, my friend. There are
right.
No accidents. Okay, so that's the first thing I'm telling you. The second thing is that there's going to be a lot of activity that as soon as you put this mindset in your crosshairs, as soon as you actually have this mindset that you're looking for a very specific kind of relationship, a man that's on his way to be successful, he may even be a politician eventually. So I'm getting a very strong connection with law in some way, that you end up being sort of the quintessential hostess, the person that is the total supporter to this incredibly powerful man, all right? There will be a very strong psychic connection with this guy, and when you meet him, you're going to know he's the one. And I don't get to tell people that very often. I really
mm-hmm.
don't get to actually say that it is going to be one of those, you see him from across the room and you go, that's the guy. You're going to know, all right? It will take about a year and a half to build this relationship from meeting to engagement. And you need to be prepared for that time slot, that time segment, because you don't want to rush into it either. You want to make sure that this is the person that you can be all in with, all right? And I'm telling you, you need to put yourself in a situation, in the environment, that's going to attract you exactly the right kind of guy. So let's say you are a Democrat. I want you to volunteer for the Democratic Party in your area. Or if you're a Republican or if you're a Libertarian, whatever your political flavor is, I want you to align yourself with that group. I also want you, and it doesn't matter to me what you do career-wise, but I want you to get very comfortable speaking in public. So I want you to sign up for Toastmasters. Because your impression publicly is going to be just as important to him as it is to you.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
It's great. I love it. Yep.
Okay. But I'm telling you, Amber, there is no question in my mind that you're about to attract yourself the perfect guy for you. And you're going to know as soon as you meet him that he's the one. And he's going to also feel a zing of partnership. Because I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you the three cards that you have that I'm just blown away by. You have the Wheel of Fortune in traditional tarot. You have the card of the psychic gift, and you have the Lover's card. So there's absolutely no question in my mind that you'll probably meet him within the next 6 months, and that the relationship will go to engagement within about 18 months after you meet him, because you're both going to know pretty quickly. And it's going to be a very intense relationship as soon as you guys hook up. And I can't wait to hear about it, Amber, so let me know, okay?
I will, for sure. Thank you, hon, so much.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313.
Hi. Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. What's your question?
I was wondering, do you see marriage with me and the guy named Michael? Yes. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, would you say Michael has some emotional issues?
Yes.
Okay. Michael is coming up. All right. Michael needs a lot of support from people around him because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of confidence that he has. All right? And until he actually gets a sense of confidence, he's actually not ready to be in a relationship with someone. Although I will tell you that he actually trusts you more than anybody else he's ever met.
Yes.
Okay.
I figured that.
Okay. So the thing is that what I want you to do is I want you, and there was a call a couple callers ago where I actually asked the gal to start pointing out what I think it was Tina's call, where she starts pointing out the things that her man's good at.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start doing that with your man. What does he do for work now?
Maintenance.
What I would highly recommend that you suggest to him is he starts taking the OSHA classes in his neighborhood. See, here in Vegas, in Henderson, we have the OSHA office, which is the Occupational Safety and Health Association, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if your man starts taking those classes, they're usually free or very low cost, then he can start getting certain credentials. So he could actually be a director of maintenance or a director of safety and security eventually, all right?
Okay.
Like a director. But you need to start guiding him to get credentials so that when
I'm
he's applying for jobs, right, but see, I want you to look up the OSHA classes yourself for him and say, do you know you can take these classes free? And there'd be classes on fire safety and classes on biohazard stuff and, you know, classes on how to do, like, electrical things safely.
Mm-hmm.
But each one has a credential that goes along with it, and usually mm-hmm. these classes are free. So,
okay, so when that develops, is it a good future with us? Like, within the energy you see now between me and him, is it possibility or future, a good future ahead of us besides his emotions and stuff? Can you look past that?
Let me say it this way. He relies more on you than you on him. And the my only reservation about the two of you having a future together is that this was not the kind of guy that you originally thought you'd hook up with. You really thought you'd hook up with a guy that was super strong.
Mm-hmm.
So until you can build him to the point where you can actually lean on him, I would say that's the biggest goal that needs to be achieved next, is that you need to get to the point where if you were without a job or if you had an emotional crisis, could you rely on him?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. That makes sense now, as
okay.
you explained it.
Right. So the thing is yes, there's potential here, but we need to first get him to the man that you want him to be, and then I see you actually asking me that question again.
Okay, I believe I have my mother figure that I can push people or push him, because I pushed a lot of people to go farther on, so I believe I can do that.
Right, because what it's saying, Sherelle, is that there is a definite karmic connection with the two of you.
Yeah.
There definitely is. And I have to tell you, if I were to choose a career for you, my thought would be that
nursing.
You get into psych. Hmm?
I thought you were going to say nursing. That's what most people say.
Actually, I was going to say psychology or nursing. Because you're very good at helping people get to their priorities.
Yes, I am. That's true.
So,
I am.
All right, my friend. Thank you for checking
Thank
into
you
the
so
program.
Much.
See you
you're
later.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
okay.
me. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye. All right, you guys. I'm right at the end of the program. Thank you for having the time to tune in with me. I'll be back tomorrow live at 9 a.m. So if I missed your call today, just make sure you tune in tomorrow, and I will look forward to talking with you then. Thank you.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.